Pensacola's first choice for morning news, traffic, sports, and talk. The Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. Good morning, Pensacola.
Here on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. Joining me, as he does every single Monday at about this time, Chief Deputy Shane Tucker from the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office. Chief, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Well, good morning, Andrew. How are you today?
Oh, man, I'm doing great. And by the way, you know, I think about y'all more often these days because my wife and I are biking in Santa Rosa County. And now that I'm in Leadership Santa Rosa and we're meeting again, I was actually in your backyard the other day at Gold Ring.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, my God.
That's right.
Just driving from the industrial park west on 90 into town, I can't tell you how many sheriff's deputies I saw because that's your alleyway right there, I think. So
that sure is. That's to and from.
Absolutely. Hey, I wanted to ask you, anything happen over the weekend, quiet weekend, busy weekend?
You know, this was a pretty normal weekend for us. Late last week, about Thursday, we responded to a call that was kind of, in one way, it was interesting. We got called to a school bus that had stopped because it had an unruly six-year-old child on it. The six-year-old student was battering and throwing things at the bus aide. Evidently, there's an aide on the bus that rides with the driver. So our deputies responded to handle the situation and ultimately had to call a relative of the student to have the child removed. And, you know, that's not necessarily so newsworthy, but I think it highlights what goes on across the country every day, the kind of calls that aren't traditionally associated with law enforcement that we're being forced to deal with. And, you know, Andrew, you almost never hear about them because, honestly, we handle them very well. But those are the types of cases that can very easily become a national news story.
Right.
And that just highlights some of the non-traditional stuff that we do every day.
I always think about this whenever I'm talking to you guys in law enforcement. I always think, you have the challenge of just doing your job right, which is already hard. I mean, it's a challenging job to get it just right all the time. But in addition to that, you know, you have the background concern that not just you're going to handle a situation wrong and it'll wind up on video and therefore become national news, but that you'll handle a situation in a way that looks wrong. And maybe even just some snippet of that video is going to wind up and make you a national news story. How do you keep that from interfering with just doing the right thing all the time?
Well, it's about priorities. And to be perfectly honest with you, Andrew, if you approach that type of call, and there's all kinds of different calls that can fall into that category, and if you approach those calls and your primary concern is, you know, how does it look? You know, to me, chances are that's when you're going to make a mistake. You have to approach that call with your number one priority being safety for everybody involved and how to handle the call correctly. After the fact is the time to worry about, oh, wow, this is not going to look good.
Mm-hmm.
But you just have to do what you have to do. And if you're confident that you're handling it correctly, that's the best you can do. We can deal with everything after the fact.
So you train effectively, then you implement your training, and you trust that you're going to do the right thing. And, you know, if that caused the problem after, well, that's after. We got to deal with this thing
correct.
Right now.
You have to have confidence that you're doing the right thing for the right reason. And so far in my career, that's worked out as it's supposed to.
Hey, one thing, I did get a text in here, and I had to give him the answer that I believe to be correct, but it's the kind of thing we sometimes need reminding about basic stuff. And one of the basic questions that somebody texted me about and said, what's the rule about school buses again? When do I have to stop? If I'm on a divided highway, but it's flat pavement between us and it's not grass or a raised median, do I still have to stop? Who has to, can you maybe just tell people for 30 seconds, like, what is the rule with school buses?
Absolutely. If there is a raised median, Or if it's divided with a grass median, you know, like you would see on the interstate or something like that. If it is a divided highway, you do not have to stop if traffic is going in the other direction. If there is not a raised median, then you do have to stop for that school bus in the other direction.
So that would be like if there's five lanes, basically. Or I mean, if there's a turn lane between you, you still have to stop.
Correct. Correct.
Very good. I also wanted to ask, we talked with Chris Smith of Gulf Coast Gun just a few minutes ago, and we were talking about a wide variety of gun questions. It's a periodic question I like to ask you guys, just kind of see where we're at. The red flag laws, have you guys had to implement that very much? I mean, we're now a couple of years into implementation of this. Have you had very many applications of the red flag law here in Santa Rosa County?
As a matter of fact, In the couple of years that we've been dealing with the colloquially known red flag laws, I don't really like that because it kind of evokes some images that aren't necessarily accurate. I'm aware of one case in those few years, you know, and in that particular case, there was an adult male, and he was having delusions of persecution, and he was legitimate. He was making statements that he was going to shoot people, albeit in his delusions, he felt like it would have been in self-defense, but he was making some affirmative statements that he was going to shoot people. And with a judge's order, we went to his house and we took his guns. You know, the idea behind red flag laws makes people uncomfortable because it causes them to think about the government just getting some idea that, hey, this guy may not be doing okay, we're going to go take his guns. And,
right.
You know, at least from our perspective, that's not the case. That's not the case. Number one, there has to be some overt, some affirmative signs that this person is indeed a danger to other people, and, you know, delusional statements and threatening to shoot people. And then we have to have a judge's order to do that. You know, so there it doesn't exclude probable cause, and it doesn't open the door for, you know, the sheriff's office to just come in and take your guns because they want to.
Yeah, and this is, I know a lot of people have the idea, like, you know, angry girlfriend calls and is going to get your guns taken away. And the way I understand it is, you know, you don't just respond to everything as if it's true. You do an investigation, and there's a process, and there's a judicial order. And, you know, all of these things have to happen for that to actually take place, which is always good. And, you know, hearing that it's only been one time in the last couple of years, I think that's probably reassuring to a lot of folks as well. Hey, just one other quick question. We're talking to Chief Deputy Shane Tucker, but I need to get a quick traffic break in here from the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office. Hang on for just a second, Chief. Oh, hold on just a second. Hold on just a second. We had you turned off for a second. Go ahead. How has enforcement been since you turned off, or since you had those two fatal crashes and your increased enforcement?
Well, obviously, when we first put folks out there, we had a dramatic increase in the number of traffic stops, citations, and warnings. I don't have the numbers in front of me for total, but within a week or so, we had, you know, a couple hundred traffic stops and a whole bunch of citations. You know, it seems to have leveled out. You know, obviously traffic is still awful, and people are still getting pulled over, but I think by and large a lot of people are getting the message, and they're getting used to seeing deputies there on either end of the bridge. So I feel pretty good that's having the desired effect and slowing some people down. And those that it doesn't, well, we're there waiting on them.
All right. Well, that's good. That's encouraging news. It means that the end objective of having more calm traffic, the simmer down effect, is taking place. And that's good law enforcement. That's what I was hoping to hear. Shane Tucker, he is a chief deputy over at the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office. Chief, thanks so much for the time, and thanks so much for what you do. We appreciate it.
And thank you, Andrew. Talk to you soon.
You bet. 818 here on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. And, you know, you always hear me talk about Christina Leavenworth and all the homes that she sells, and that's true. But one of the things we don't talk an awful lot about is, like, all the offers, you know, how it actually works when she sells your home. And I was just talking to her the other day, and she said it had been a busy week. So this is all within the space of 1 week. She was telling me that she had one home up for sale, and they got three offers on that home. So that's okay. They had another home that was up for sale, and they had three offers on that home, and that's okay. And then another home that they had up for sale, and it was 30 offers on that home. That's three followed by a zero. That's 30 offers on that home. And the one with the 30 offers, it was kind of interesting because that seller had been thinking about doing a FSBO. You know, it's a hot market. I can do it myself, FSBO, for sale by owner. And then she called Christina, and talked to her, and she was going to list her house for $197. Okay? In the end, they got $237 for that house. So a 20% increase by using Christine Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty. Plus, obviously, she's able to explain the contract and work through all the steps and help her through the process and make sure that everything works. So she was, pretty much there were 30 offers, there were 30 thank yous. She was very, very, very happy for the help. And that's the point. Okay, get your best price and have pros shepherding you through the process to make sure that everything goes smoothly. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty, 723-9158, 723-9158.
Realize that when you get vaccinated, your risk of getting infected dramatically diminishes and is very low. So then the obvious question is, why are there any restrictions? They're all because in a certain situation, one can get vaccinated, have no clinical disease at all, but get infected and not even know it, and have replication of virus in your nasopharynx and inadvertently transmit it to somebody else who might actually be unvaccinated and get ill. That's the reason why you want to wear a mask there.
So I'm due to get my second dose here on Thursday. I'll be honest, I'm not really looking forward to it because I know a lot of people have adverse reaction for a day, or two. So I'm not really, I'm hoping that's not the case, but I kind of expect that it will be the case based on what I think causes that. It's basically if you have a good immune system, I think you have a reaction. So 2 weeks after that, I'll have my full immunity. And I'll just tell you, I will obey whatever mask rules are in place in the places I'm going, but I'm not wearing the mask extra like I do now. Just as me talking, because the vaccine works. 824 on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. But if I'm going to a business where they require it, sure. Yeah, I mean, because it's their private property. No worries. Mark Jacobs in the newsroom with our headlines. Mark?
The governor of Minnesota calling for calm as jurors in the Derek Chauvin trial are expected to get the case today. Deliberations set to get underway a short time from now in Minneapolis. Looks like most people want to end lifetime appointments to the Supreme Court. There's a new Ipsos Reuters poll out, finds 63% back term or age limits for justices, while about 22% oppose any limits.
Yeah, so I have always favored, for a long time, I mean like a couple decades, I favor 18-year terms. That way, every president gets to appoint two, make them odd number years, 1, 3, 5, 7. Every president gets two, they rotate off at an even schedule, 18-year term. Simple. I mean, implementing it will be a challenge, but that's right. The goal we ought to be headed
and
to.
And I also point out this poll also shows 38% favor the addition of additional seats.
Well, sure. I mean, ruin the Republic at any cost. I mean, sure, I get there's a bunch of dumb people out there, but okay. Go ahead, Mark.
Breaking overnight on Mars.
Altimeter data confirmed that Ingenuity has performed its first flight, the first flight of a powered aircraft to another planet.
The Mars Ingenuity helicopter carrying out that first powered flight. It actually happened about 11:30 our time last night, but took 3 hours for the data to reach the Earth. There's an image that shows the shadow of the helicopter on the surface, and video from the nearby Perseverance lander shows it hovering about 10 feet up off the ground.
Did I hear right that also there was a small swath of fabric that came off of the original?
Yes, the original Wright Brothers aircraft, yes.
I mean, I think that's symbolically cool, but why would you risk such a icon on a Mars flight?
Where did you rip that from?
Exactly. All right, Mark, thanks for the update. By the way, one other reform I do favor for the Supreme Court. I've never understood why the Chief Justice is an appointed position based on which person comes up at which time. That ought to be elected by the Supreme Court or be the person with the most seniority. I don't understand why that's an elected position or an appointed position, quite frankly. But that's a discussion for another time. Davis Allen, time for traffic.
Yeah, going Garcon Point Bridge northbound, still delayed as you're leaving Gulf Breeze. It'll stay pretty delayed throughout the whole duration until you really get through the light at the intersection of Avalon and Garcon Point Road. Then it checks in clear the rest of the way towards I-10. Gulf Breeze Parkway eastbound still delayed, backed up around the Bell's Winn-Dixie parking lot, and also delayed is actually Burgess Road. If you're trying to get on over to West Florida High School, I'm seeing delays between Oakfield Road and between North Palafox Street. So just east and westbound delays there. And this report's brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Over 40 years of service, they're big enough to get the job done. yet small enough to care, call 250-3756 for your no-hassle estimate. I'm Davis Allen with your traffic on the fives.
NYPD officers not allowed to take time off. Minneapolis public schools halting in-person learning starting Wednesday, bracing for widespread protests as some 3,000 National Guard members are activated sooner than expected.
That is both very understandable pre-reaction to the expected outcome of the Derek Chauvin trial and out of concern which way it might go and what people might do as a response. But isn't that an awful thing to have to acknowledge about our society? That we are at a place where we are so concerned about people taking to the streets and doing violence. Because you're not concerned about a peaceful protest. Nobody's concerned about a peaceful protest. You're concerned about violence. That they're actually going to tell kids they can't go to school anymore starting on Wednesday just in case. Listen, I understand the choice. I understand the choice. I just think it's disturbing that we are in a place where we have to believe that's likely of our fellow citizens. That's bad. That we know that they are so likely to engage in violence that we have to tailor our society in advance because of that expected bad reaction. That is not a healthy place for us to be. Regardless of where you place the blame for that condition is not a good place.
Your money now. The stock market's open. The Dow starting this day and this week down 116 points at 34,084. The NASDAQ is also down about 27 points at 14,025. The S&P off 7 points at 4,178. Washington State could become the first state in the country to ban the sale of new gas-run cars. The State House voted last Wednesday to give final approval to a bill, sending it to the governor. The bill would ban the sale of new cars by the year 2030. Coca-Cola's first quarter earnings are beating Wall Street estimates. The beverage giant posted adjusted earnings of 55 cents a share on revenue of just over $9 billion for the first 3 months of the year. GameStop shares jumping more than 8% in early trading today after the company announced CEO George Sherman will step down no later than July 31st. Our next news at 9 with breaking news anytime. I'm Mark Jacobs.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm going to have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, Davis. We're going to dig deep today for our frivolous segment. We're going to dig deep today into a piece of beloved slash behated. I said it. I can make up a word. If you can say beloved, why can't you say behated? Just, you know, pause for a minute and consider. So a piece of beloved and or behated Americana. You ready? Recently in the news, the game of Monopoly.
Okay.
Because they are rewriting the community chest cards so as to be as woke as possible. They are ridiculous and absurd, and I'm surprised that woke America even favors the concept of Monopoly, since, you know, it's kind of pro-capitalist-ish. So put that aside. Let's get to the root of the question. Is or is not Monopoly a good game? Answer this question any way you like, at the sort of superficial level of, well, I like it, I don't like it, or at the deep philosophical economics analysis level, wherever you feel comfortable, 437-1620. I will tell you, before we even ask Davis, I had a text come in, hate it. Like, even, but I was almost like not even done asking the question, and somebody, I think, surmised where I was going and hate it. Just jumped in with it right away. All right, Davis, Monopoly, beloved or behated?
Well, for me, I'm a competitive guy.
All right.
I want to win the game.
I've noticed that about you.
And also, when it comes to Monopoly, you need to really clear your schedule, because it's a game that takes a long time. And I love to play the game with family members, mainly. Mm-hmm. I love the game. I do. But often, almost guarantees a fight within the family. So I don't always love that.
Economic competition comes to fisticuffs more often than not.
A lot of collusion. definitely charging some rent to some family members, for sure. But no, for me, I love the game. It's competitive. It is aggravating. It brings out so much emotion in you that, for me, I get brought in even further the further we get. And then eventually, once you're at about hour 7 and it's 3 in the morning, you got to wrap it up. So I just start bankrupting myself so I can exit the game.
All right. 437-1620, 437-1620. Before I give you my answer here, let's go to a couple of these texts. Let's see. Where are we at here? Sometimes it shoves it in place. Okay, here we go. Love it or not, Monopoly will show a person's true colors better than any other game. Fair. Fair. I think that's often accurate, as Davis points out. It is, other than chess, the original game. Well, you know, I think the folks in India might object with Mancala and or Go and or Othello. And I mean, there's a few other games that have been around a little bit longer than Monopoly. But for Americans, okay, arguably it is one of the original games. All right, fair enough. 437-1620. I always thought it was extremely boring and it always took way too long. Sympathies for that. Love it. Teaches that there are winners and losers in real life, which is an important thing to understand. All right, so here's Andrew McKay's take on Monopoly. Feel free to disagree with me. I love board games deeply. Like, we have a pantry in our house. The pantry is it's a mullet of sorts. It's food in the bottom and games up above. And the games we still own are but a slice of the games I have ever owned and ever played. I mean, we play all kinds of games. I play Axis and Allies, Dungeons and Dragons, not much anymore, but back in the day. I mean, Settlers of Catan, sure. Carcassonne, Ticket to Ride, I think we have 7 variants, eight or nine variants, something like that. I play all the games. I love board games. Deeply love board games. 3 hours, not a problem. Doesn't bother me in the least. Love board games. I hate Monopoly. Can't stand it. Don't enjoy it. Don't like it. Even though I own one of the, like, classic sets, you know, back when you could still have the battleship or you could have the cannon, you know, back when you had the original pieces. I have one of those. I think it was, like, my mom's board way back when. Okay. Hate Monopoly. And I'll tell you why. You ready? It's not because of the collusion that you always run up against when players compete as a team, which is A, frustrating, but B, you know, if you think about it as a market analog, it's not that off, okay? It's not because it's teaching bad economics lessons, because it's sort of incentivizing you to do a thing which is illegal, create a monopoly, which means higher prices and lower quality. It's not that. It's not that. It's not because people put $500 in the free parking and they ruin the game by inflation, although that's a good lesson too. Kids, by the way, it's none of that. It's none of the you randomly wind up going to jail. I mean, it's not the community chess cards, although it's the luck involved. Hate games that are A, heavily luck dependent, and B, once you get to a certain point in the game, no amount of strategy will fix the outcome. I love games that you can win in the last turn. Surprisingly, in a revolution, you know, you can go with some strategy that builds and builds and builds, and then finally it comes to fruition in the end. Everybody thought you were going to lose, then you win. I love games like that. Monopoly is not one of these games. Monopoly is inevitable. It is crushing, the inevitability of Monopoly. You get to that point where it is obvious what's going to happen, and the only person that wants to keep playing at that point is the person who's got the overwhelming advantage, and there's nothing you can do about it. Largely, again, because it's dice. Even though there's good, you know, value analysis and there's good math involved, a lot of that stuff plays out in the early rounds, and in the end rounds, it's just the result of watching that come to be. 437-1620. I'd rather play Saw than another game of Monopoly, like from the movies, I assume they mean. What's next? Checkers. Maybe. Let's see. 437-1620. The people who hate Monopoly are more often than not the same people who usually do poorly in the game. No offense. I mean, I actually play pretty well. That's not the issue. That's just, I like games that are less luck dependent and more open to outcomes eventually. Like, I don't want to get into the details, but there are some games that are very, very popular. I like them because once you're out, and it's just not a lot of fun. And I mean, real life can be unfun, but when you're out of the game, it's, you know, that's not all that fun. How long before, what is this? Oh, this is something completely different. 437-1620. That's my take. If you love Monopoly, that's fine. That's fine. If you come over to my house and we play games, I'll try to convince you that there's another game that'd be better. And I am amazed, quite frankly, that in the reforms being offered to the Monopoly game are not more fundamental, more structural, to eliminate some of the insidious basic elements of, you know, capitalism that are at the root of the game. 845 on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Davis Allen has traffic on the fives.
And still seeing those northbound delays along Garcon Point Bridge, and it'll stay delayed till about the area of the toll plaza. Once you're through there, it should check and clear to I-10. Southbound, stretching from I-10 all the way down to Gulf Breeze Parkway, is checking and clear. But Gulf Breeze Parkway itself not checking in clear. As a matter of fact, eastbound delayed around the area of the Sonic Drive-In, while westbound's delayed, not quite to Baywoods Road, but it's delayed around that area. I-10, I-110 checking in clear, and no delays at the front gate of NAS Pensacola. This report's brought to you by Central Credit Union's Spring Auto Loan Rate sale going on right now. Rates as low as 1.99% APR for 24 months. You can purchase or refinance. Apply at ccufl.org. I'm Davis Allen with your traffic on the fives.
You know, a couple of years ago, we were in need of a car. We had basically been driving into the ground our Grand Caravan that we bought when our son was born. He's now 17. He was 15 at the time. We knew it had a head gasket issue. It was going to need a new car in about 6 months, but we didn't need it yet. So we were looking in advance to test drive, not buy, the car of our dreams, the next car of our dreams, which was a Honda Odyssey. The problem was they'd changed model years. Driving the new one wouldn't tell us about the one that was a year old. The ones that are a year or two old that were coming back to the dealer as pre-owned certified, you couldn't drive those because they weren't clean. And when they were clean, they'd been pre-bought. So it was this weird, impossible Bermuda Triangle of unfortunate circumstances. So we found one at Frontier Motors. We actually called it our unicorn at the time. We found one that we could drive that was a year old. We drove it. Great miles, great condition, all the features, the color even that we wanted, which we didn't really care about because we were just driving it to drive it. So we bring it back and Calvin says, hey, you want to look at a price? I'm like, sure. Well, that's a good price. That's a trade-in? Oh, that's pretty good. Can you come down a little bit? Sure. Give us a day? Sure. Can you come down again? Sure. Can you sell it to us? You know, it's just like, it was obvious that it was the car we wanted and it was the right price, great price, and good trade and everything else. And it was just easy. That was our experience at Frontier Motors. Best used car buying experience that I've ever had. So when you hear me talking about Frontier, I'm not just talking about some business. I'm talking about a business that I became an advocate for because we bought a van from them. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, right behind that big buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. A great sound. That was the Blue Angels returning from Sun and Fun at Lakeland this weekend. Their first performance with the Super Hornets. That was Linda Goff Johnson had posted that. And I think I love the most about that. I love her enthusiasm. Like everybody's a kid when they see the Blue Angels. And weirdly, I was watching, SEAL Team. I was watching SEAL Team, and in one of the scenes, they had a background where a bunch of different, it was in a naval facility, and they had a bunch of different pictures of the Navy, and in the background was a picture of the Blue Angels. I'm like, oh, yeah, my place. I don't know, it just makes me happy. What I particularly love about that one sound clip and that video that we've got up on our Facebook page at News Radio 92.3, I love the sound of the waves crashing. I love that you can hear the beach in the background of the video. That's, I don't know, that's just because it's here, you know? I love that. 851 on News Radio, 92.3 and AM 1620. I told you about this on Friday, but it looks like the license plates are about 90 days out now, which is great. And so they don't have any more shows for April. And but in May, they've got shows booked out, and then in June and July. And we are still, of course, on the schedule. SRI is working towards having, Santa Rosa Island Authority is working towards having the show. They are expecting to have the show this summer. We are also expecting to have the show. We'll do our normal coverage, obviously, hopefully, fingers crossed. Hopefully the bridge is there, something. Some kind of bridge is there, so you don't have to drive Garcon Point to get there, or 87, God forbid. But hopefully, you know, everything, just hopefully, okay? That's what we're looking at the moment. 8:51 on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Davis Allen, time now for a quick shot of sports.
Well, congratulations to a legendary head football coach here in the area, Carl Madison. He was the guy who led Pine Forest, Tate, and Milton High School all to state championships throughout the 70s and the 80s. Well, he's being inducted into the Florida High School Hall of Fame. So congratulations to Coach Madison. Certainly deserved. Even coached at the age of 71, small Jackson Academy in Alabama. They had won no games the year prior. Arrives, leads into a state title that very year, and then led him to an undefeated state title the very next year. So the guy just knows how to win with what he has in front of him. So congratulations to an amazing career. Also, if you are a soccer fan, you may have a new favorite soccer league. The European Super League is going to feature teams like Manchester United, Real Madrid, Manchester City. All the biggest names in Europe that you know of are all going to come together and form a 12-team Super League called the European Super League.
Barcelona,
yeah. Anyone that says Barcelona and pronounce it Barcelona, you are pretentious, in my personal opinion. That's how you know you've been there. It's like, oh, I've been to Barcelona. I have a buddy who's that way. So I like to. It strikes a chord for me. I like to make fun of him. But yeah, anyways, that is a Super League that's coming about. Which I looked at it. There are no German teams, and I was wondering how come no German teams. Well, the big teams like Bayern Munich or Dortmund, like they are coming out against this Super League. They want to stick with their own league. So okay, so be it for them. But the league is going to be worth $6 billion, and they're going to get a lot of revenue coming in.
Now, I thought I had heard that like FIFA and the other organization had basically threatened these teams that if they formed this, that they would not be eligible to play in the other leagues. Is that under the other organization umbrella? Is that true?
I'm doing some research right now on it. Yeah, it is kind of true, but
I mean, I think that's like threatening your star, you know, your big draw. You're threatening them that they can't come home. That would cost you a bunch of revenue too.
It just sounds like they're trying to leave the governing bodies of FIFA and all that.
All right.
You know, because they're so powerful now, they're so big.
The teams are such huge followings
that
right?
They can kind of do whatever they want, and kind of also makes you wonder, when are teams that are in the NCAA going to do something like this? I actually hope that doesn't happen. I hope that doesn't happen. But I'm David Sound with your quick shot of sports.
All right, fair enough. Hey, this is a cool. Oh, by the way, I did want to give. I know it's well after we did the topic, but the one other thing about Monopoly I just wanted to add that is worth mentioning, because Davis and I, you and I were talking in the break about the debit card versus cash. I am absolutely in favor of the cash version. It teaches math. You know, anything that's going to teach and reinforce the value of math is it has that going for it, because I think it's it is awful, the state of math education in our country these days. People can't do change on it. Anyway, get me started on another topic. I did want to sort of in that regard, I guess I should say, very cool thing. This was last week this was announced, but you know what Odyssey of the Mind is? Odyssey of the Mind is a student activity, competitive, scholastic club, you know, various words. It's an academic competition that schools compete against each other in. And Ferry Pass Middle School did very well, taking first place in the state of Florida in 4 of 5 of the problem sets. And Brown Barge took the other one. That's fantastic. Very, very well done. And if you don't know what Odyssey of the Mind is, it's basically problem solving. You know, competitive, creative problem solving. And the finals for the world finals are going to be in June, the 11th through the 12th in Orlando. And there's also a virtual element to it as well. But anyway, congratulations to our kids at Ferry Pass Middle and Brown Barge for doing so well in the Odyssey of the Mind competition. That's just great. And that's, you know, sometimes it's which things catch your attention and which things are big news. And honestly, something like that and what these teachers and what these kids do, that's like as significant a thing for our area, perhaps, as anything else that we would talk about. Because that's where kids learn, for example, the value of creativity and how to work in a team and how to solve a problem. And then they grow up and they go to work at NASA or IHMC or something like that. And they design the next great whatever it is. You know, that stuff, that training starts young, and it's just, I don't know, it's a good thing. 8:56 on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Davis Allen has traffic on the fives.
And going back over to Garcon Point Bridge, northbound still delayed as you're leaving Gulf Breeze. Once you get through the toll plaza, though, it does check and clear the rest of the way towards I-10. Southbound's checking and clear the whole way. I'm seeing improvements now on Gulf Breeze Parkway, should I say. I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly, and the front gate of NAS Pensacola checking in clear. And this report is brought to you by ECUA's Recycle Coach app. It's here, it's free, and includes recycling do's and don'ts, sanitation collection reminders, you can report a problem, and a lot more. Download it today. I'm Davis Allen with your traffic on the fives.
AM 1620, News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Future news. Davis and I tell you what's going to happen before it happens. Chauvin trial is into closing arguments today. When will we have a result?
I think tomorrow.
I think a verdict is Wednesday, possibly Thursday. Will it be a hung jury? Will they come to a unanimous
decision? I think they'll come to a unanimous decision.
I also
decision.
Think they will as well. New parking rules downtown. Are they going to work?
Yeah.
Let's be optimistic. Sure, we'll talk more about that tomorrow. HB 1, will Governor DeSantis sign this bill today, the anti-riot legislation?
He will.
Yeah, out of both houses, onto his desk, and he's got a press conference today. I expect him to sign it. Will there be calls for boycotts against us because of it?
Yes, there will.
Will they be effective?
Not really.
Yes and no, they will not be effective. Will the Blue Angels fly? At the Summer Beach Show.
Yes.
Yes? Yes. Oh, it's going to be... I'm so looking forward to that. It's going to be a lot of fun. That's it for us. We'll see you tomorrow. Thanks so much for listening.